because we're on a bus.
Hello, hello, Music Waste.
So I pretend.
You're listening to Autumn Waste live on the CITR 101.9 FM. Remote broadcast from Jackson's General. And soon we have Doozy about to come do an interview. So we've got two special exclusive unreleased tracks that we're going to play from Planet Doozy upcoming album, which you can also find on streaming platforms, I'm sure, but they're going to come
Only on SoundCloud. And I don't know if they have an upcoming album, but maybe one day.
Hopefully. That's what we're all hoping here at Music Waste. So, but yeah, we've got special SoundCloud artists playing today, which I love. Like, you know, what's your opinion on SoundCloud artists, Isaiah?
I don't use the app that much just because...
What? I think we need to collectively start a
There's too many ads revolution. And I'm not going to pay for another music streaming. Sorry, SoundCloud. You do great work.
Okay, what about Tumblr? So my whole thing is Tumblr vibes. We're bringing it back. Everyone, if you're tuned in to Autumn Waste here right now, this is the Tumblr revival. This is the start of it. Get a Tumblr blog and you can find all of everyone's music on Tumblr, probably.
Yes, sure. That sounds awesome. What are the songs, Bailey?
Anyways, songs for tonight.
No, the Doozy songs.
Doozy songs for tonight. We've got two. We've got Planet Doozy, Radio Edit.
Awesome.
And then after that,
Channel You. Awesome. Here.
So, do you want to play them now? Let's wait a second. Let's play one more little after party song, and then we're gonna get Doozy up in here.
Okay.
Answer some questions. So,
awesome.
What should I play from? Do y'all know Show Me the Body? They're New York band.
I love Show Me the Body.
Let's play it. Let's do it. I was just at their concert in Seattle, and got a Corpus Radio shout out.
That's one. Cool.
So,
what you can say, this is a story about how I got on the bus a boy and got off a man more cynical, hardened, and mature and shit. But that's not true. The truth is, I got on the bus a boy, and I never got off the bus. I still haven't.
Coming out, sound like the same. Sitting full of
You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM Autumn Waste, live remote broadcast. And we're here with our first act.
Doozy.
We got Doozy. So y'all want to just introduce yourselves and tell us about these two tracks I'm going to play? Quick track description.
Track intro. What's playing first?
We got Planet Doozy first.
Okay. Our name is Doozy. My name is Cannon. This is Darren. We're a two-piece from Vancouver or whatever. And this song is called Planet Doozy. It's our band name song.
Planet Doozy, let's go. Double headliner, Autumn Waste. Radio / after party. If you're tuned in, we better see you there. It's going to be sick.
We'll play it live later.
Here's Planet Doozy.
One moment for technical difficulties.
Technical difficulty. I'll redo the intro. Oh.
No. We're on air. Doozy, what is your favorite part about being a band that exists?
Hanging out with Cannon on a weekly basis. That's so cute. That's all.
That's really cute. Part. Okay, Planet Doozy time.
Sick. That was Planet Doozy by Doozy, live on Autumn Waste Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. When'd y'all write that song?
Shoot.
We hard have questions up here.
Sections.
Oh, like it's like a long eras. Process.
The bulk of it, probably like January, February.
I don't know time.
March.
March. Yeah, okay. It could be.
Cool. Anything. Is that like y'all's first song? Because it's called Planet Doozy.
That was like probably our fifth song or something.
It's like, I'd say it's the first one where we're like
handling it.
Like excited about it. We were like, oh.
Damn.
Oh, that's a song. That's
no,
a song.
Yeah. Would you say it's your best track?
Oh. No.
What's your best track? Is it the next one?
I think right now for me it's the next one, but I channel you.
You heard it here first, folks. We're about to play Doozy's best track. No. Next. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Tell us about the next track. Got any fun facts?
This song was supposed to be we were supposed to tell people when we first made it, we were like, this is when we'll tell people that they can like take a break and like go smoke if they want.
What?
Yeah.
Because we weren't fans, but then we became fans of the song.
Yeah. Then it became the best song.
Interesting.
And it did really well when we played it because we made it. And then I think right after, or shortly after, we played a show and we played it and it like went over so well. It was really fun.
Really? What's the vibe of the crowd like? For the song, like if you could describe like completely objective, what are the vibes you get from the crowd, like when you like look people in the eyes, or do you not look
watch.
People in the eyes when you?
It's hard.
Oh, like in real life, what have we witnessed?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, do you make eye contact with people?
No, my eyes are closed. Okay. I think most of it.
I normally like to, but I can't really. There's too much going on.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'd say the vibe is like super good.
We'll get back to you after tonight's show.
Yeah. After tonight's show.
648 Kingsway.
There will be eye contact.
Oh.
A lot of eye contact.
Okay, Doozy live eye contact. You know what it is. We're going to play y'all's next song. So you want to introduce the song? Do like a cool drop. And then we're going to.
It's called I Channel You, Fantasy Impromptu. Yeah.
Well, is that like a spiritually like. Are y'all magicians?
You
a mage? Is that like a mage reference?
A mage reference?
Yeah. Or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so I Channel You by Doozy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Doozy. I Channel You, radio edit. And I cut it off even earlier probably than the radio edit would end.
It was perfect.
So. But we like the abrupt endings.
Cool, yeah, honestly. Yes, Doozy, come see him live tonight at 648 Kingsway, Music Waste, Autumn Waste Party, after party. Any last remarks?
My favorite song is one we've never played live, but we're going to play it live tonight, I think.
Anyone?
Yeah, that's my favorite one. So hell, if you want to hear it, show up and hear it.
Why is it your favorite?
Because it's just like...
new.
It's like a different vibe.
It is different, yeah.
But it's a good vibe.
Bangs.
I don't know.
Cool.
It's hard to
explain. What's the... wait, like... when
it's
you
like,
say vibe...
It's like a bit like... It's slower pace, I would say, compared to what we just heard there at iChannel.
Yeah.
So it's more like country emo than it is like hardcore emo.
Yeah, it's country emo.
It's country emo for sure.
Okay, no, I'm looking forward to it.
It's more like, I think it's more funky, to be honest.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A little bit
Wolf
like
Pack influence.
It sits in the groove a little bit more if we play it right. But we get excited all the time, so we just like, we play shit really fast.
Oh, that's great.
It's on both of us.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, that's Doozy live. Unreleased tracks. So where can we find y'all? SoundCloud, yeah?
We kind of have a SoundCloud. It's got like a lot of our practice recordings, but
sick.
For the most part, we don't have much.
Okay, so you heard it here. And
Yeah.
You know, if you want to hear Doozy again, you're going to have to... You have to work for it.
Come to
live,
the shows.
Live is your only option right now.
It's the best option.
All right. Well, stay tuned, y'all, on Autumn Waste Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Next band is Boy Motor. So stay tuned. Until then, this is our SoCan playlist.
Been too long on the expo line, just for you to be late and whine. Keep her dying, I'm washing for Jason Dean. Gloomy disposition, got no hair, new piercings, and you don't know how to act around me. Heavy to your neck green. Mood rings on your bad days, and you're
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Autumn Waste, live remote broadcast from Jackson's General. We have Boy Motor in the studio here, in our makeshift studio, with our Rila Kuma Tower Records representative. So, if y'all got signed to Tower Records, what track would you drop first?
Do you have an answer?
I
want to
say All Along the Watchtower. Is that a song? But I don't know the song. I just know the name of it.
It has tower in it, so that makes sense. Yeah,
Jimi Hendrix, I think, did a version. Yeah. It's just because it's got a tower.
I meant like...
Yeah, maybe.
I was more so thinking like one of y'all's songs. Oh. But if you like... No, but also that'd be sick.
Well...
All Along the Watchtower cover went, I guess.
Yeah,
no, we released one, I guess I'd say maybe Immaculate Conception.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm really into that one. It's
Are
just a hard
play
one
it?
To play.
Wait, do you have your music out on SoundCloud?
It's on Bandcamp. Yeah,
nice.
Boymotormusic.bandcamp.com.
Check it out, y'all.
We just put an album out.
Yep. Oh yeah, and y'all are playing tomorrow.
Yeah, we're playing at Green Auto with Pigeon Pit and Wavers and TJ Felix and the Totes Aki Kids.
Nice. Okay, what time is that at? Is that Green Auto and Ishtel? You can find it on Instagram.
Yeah, you can find it on Instagram.
Music Waste will repost it.
I think it's at Doors at 7, Music at 8, something like that.
Cool. Well, yeah, we're just interviewing Boy Motor right now before their live performance. We have a lot of fans in the building. Just kidding. The live stream fell. Anyways, y'all are going to play for us two songs, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about your tracks that you're going to play.
The tracks we're going to play.
You can just say what they're called. You don't have to.
I didn't even remember what they're called. One's called Friendly Fire. One is called
Legos. They're
kind of newer song, like the later songs we wrote for the album that we kind of collaborated on more. I would say that.
Cool. Okay.
Because originally the band was like a solo project of Ava's.
Yeah, I was gonna ask like how y'all started.
Yeah, so it started as a solo project of mine. I didn't have an electric guitar at the time. I wrote them originally for acoustic guitar. My acoustic's broken now, so that doesn't exist anymore. But rest in pieces. Right. Anyway, I wrote the songs originally just kind of hoping to have songs to like show other musicians so that like they might get me in on their bands to like play guitar for them. And that worked. And then I joined Soy Joy, and then I joined Number One Special, and then eventually met Jo, saw her playing with Punching Knives, and then asked her to play.
Cool.
Yeah, that's kind of how that happened.
Nice. Well, we're gonna get y'all set up so you can play, and then maybe ask some more questions after. I don't know. Chilling here, autumn vibes. Y'all ever use Tumblr? That's the like
yes.
theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
okay.
huge into Tumblr. 2011, yeah. I got on there.
2011.
And then it took over my life in high school.
Literally same.
And then I still have one. I still have my original blog, but at one point.
Me too.
At one point, probably I want to say 2016, 17 or something like that, I went back and got really like embarrassed and deleted a ton of my posts.
No, I did that too.
Yeah, so it's still up, but if you go to it, it's only like a couple pages worth of posts, I think, at this point.
Dang.
That I curated.
We need to get a Tumblr revival. So yeah. I would encourage y'all to release your music on Tumblr. I'll be blogging.
Wow, that's a great idea. I was using it recently as like a form of journaling.
Of what?
Of like journaling or like diarying.
No, literally. I feel like it's like Instagram, but you can like make text posts and stuff.
But then I realized they were public and that people were still following me, like old exes and stuff. And I was like, oh my God.
Tumblr,
so I deleted
era.
That too.
Well, what kind of music did y'all reblog on Tumblr? Did you reblog music? I was like, I reblog like Pierce the Veil all the time. That was like...
Air. I think at the time for me that was like huge in like the emo screamo revival of like the early 2010s. So like Title Fight, Basement.
Oh my god,
Citizen,
Title Fight.
Run for Cover Records, stuff like that. And like, just like emo stuff. Yeah, basically just like, yeah.
Well, would y'all describe yourselves as emo? I was trying to go for like emo vibes.
A million.
Today.
Probably
yeah,
percent,
I guess, yeah,
I would say.
Cool. The after party's definitely going to be like really emo. That's like, at least for the playlist I made, it's like pretty emo. So, you know.
I feel like emo is good for fall.
It is, yeah, good for fall,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to play some more of our SoCan playlist while y'all get set up, and then Boy Motor live, Autumn Waste remote broadcast.
We have an album out. We're gonna play some songs. Are we good to go? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know when it's ready. Friendly fire. Thank you.
Yeah.
listener. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Jackson's General, live remote broadcast for our Autumn Waste Radio. So, you know, Autumn Waste this year kind of got some emo vibes going on. So we just had Boy Motor play live, and before that we played some special exclusive tracks by Doozy, which you can't hear anywhere else right now, so pretty exclusive if you tuned in. And we have our after party happening tonight at 648 Kingsway, where you can catch Doozy live, which is a rare experience. So come on down to that. You can still get tickets at the door. $10, pay what you can. So yeah, next up we have Sunny Daydream playing for us live, ukulele. Good fall vibes. I wouldn't necessarily say emo, but ukulele vibes. And then we have two, three, maybe four more acts for y'all on the lineup for this Autumn Waste Radio broadcast. So stay tuned.
Cuddly curves, cute boys. mushroom skin was the worst that could happen.
What's up, CITR? This is Colton Williams of Cat Larceny. This next song is called I Dare You. We got an album in the works, and this is a single that is not going to be on it. But after this song, you're going to hear Sunny, and she's on the ukulele. We are live from Jackson's General. Let's go. Thank you.
Am I live? Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Autumn Waste Radio broadcast. We have our next performer up live, Sunny Daydream, whom I actually met on Unsigned BC. We did a show together like a year, a bit ago. So I love Sunny and their music. So you can find Sunny on like TikTok and stuff, which is great. But yeah, Sunny's going to do some original songs on ukulele, which I love. Great fall vibes. And yeah, Autumn Waste Radio. And again, stay tuned for our after party at 648 Kingsway. So yeah, you can mic up.
Daydream. I am happy to be here. I played Music Waste last year, actually, as my former music project, Sad China, and I think I have been healing, and I'm more healed than ever. I'm a survivor of sexual assault, and I am looking forward to a new journey. So that's why I'm Sunny Daydream now. And so I wrote this song. Thank you. I wrote this song. I'm just really happy to see everybody. Like, thank you so much for coming and supporting me and supporting Music Waste. Yeah, I wrote this song I'm going to play for the first time on ukulele live. It's called I Love You, I Miss You. And I wrote it in 2021 when I was feeling really disconnected, and I haven't really seen people in person because we were all trying to like self-isolate and keeping to our bubble. And so this song is for anybody who feels a bit disconnected right now, and also for people who can't really reach their friends and family right now due to the war. So it's about how much we miss each other, and yeah, so here it goes. Patience, I am learning to be patient with my heart and with their ones I love the most.
It's been a while now, almost 4 years have gone.
love in all the wrong places, dark places. But for us, it's a new beginning. Thank you. So I didn't realize that it would be hard to hold this ukulele. So there we go. I've learned that today. And I just want to say, like, as an artist, we don't have to be perfect to show up. And I am so happy that we all showed up just as who we are. And I learn every time I play live. And I'm so happy this is my first time playing ukulele for Autumn Waste with all of you, organized by Bailey. Give a hand for Bailey. Wait, where's Bailey? Okay, well, so the next song I'm just going to sing over a backing track because usually I play keys and I bust today, so I couldn't bring the keyboard. Okay. Alright. So, I'm gonna lay this down here.
Vibrations from the other world.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a very special Autumn Waste live remote broadcast, and we are here with Sunny of Sunny Daydream. How are you?
I am having so much fun, and I know that, you know, it's my first time playing ukulele.
Oh, really?
And yeah, like live. Mm-hmm. And I picked it up this month because I wanted to expand, you know, my skill sets and try something new. And it was really fun, and it was scary at the same time because usually I write on my keyboards, but and I sing usually, and because I'm supposedly a pop star. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. Thank you for having me, Isia.
Oh, thank you for coming on air. Speaking of change, we were just talking about how you changed your name from Sad China to Sunny Daydream. Why was that? Why did you make the switch?
Yeah, after I started processing how the pandemic really like affected me and changed me, and I realized like there were some parts of myself that have transformed and some parts that I will never get back. And I thought that Sad China was kind of like very different from who I am now, because I started writing music for Sad China in 2016. So it's been a while, and I've done a lot more healing from my experiences of sexual assault. So, and also, you know, experiences of oppression in other ways as a non-binary queer Asian femme in so-called Vancouver. And it just seems like, you know, the world seems like not as socially progressive as we want it to be. And I realized that, well, we have to keep dreaming. We have to keep
pushing.
And like, that's why I really appreciate Music Ways, because it is a community. And I think people who are organizing for community and not for profit, like, we need more of that in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's kind of integral to a like thriving music scene, is having people who are down to do work, and like not because they're getting compensated for it, but just because they love doing the work and love supporting artists like you. So yeah, it is very exciting to be a part of this event, which is I think the first Autumn Waste that's been structured like this, where like gives artists a bit more time to like talk about their music and like their intention in their music. So I'm also very happy to be a part of it. How has your music like sonically changed in that transition between like Sad China and Sunny Daydream?
Yeah, so this is like on the down low still, but I am definitely making more like indie sleaze versus I was making hyper pop before, and like avant-garde pop was very like electronic. And you know, I worked with Carib on my debut album and some other producers like Omo and Pseudo Antigone, and I realized like I want to be more like self-sufficient in a way. So that's why I also started learning ukulele. And also just like the vibe of the 2010s where indie sleaze was like a thing, it's so vivid in my mind.
It's coming back.
Exactly.
And Bailey keeps talking about Tumblr. There's something in the air. It's really coming back. Bailey's coming.
I have prophesized the Tumblr revival, okay? I just want to take full credit. No, just kidding. But for real, Tumblr revival is here. If anyone wants to communicate with me, the only way you can do that is via Tumblr message. So just so everyone knows,
Tumblr revival. Just Tumblr message?
I'm cutting myself off from everything, so you can only catch me on Tumblr. Just kidding. But I mean, in a perfect world, I would just be a Tumblr blogger. Anyways.
Well, you said, did you have a sorry. I was going to ask, did you have like a fandom you were dedicated to?
I was on Supernatural. I was like in the Supernatural Super fandom Hulock. For a little while. Oh. I'm very much in the like Pierce the Veil, like the Strokes fandoms. Like
those
fans.
Are not
the,
those are not I don't connected.
Know, three different fandoms.
I'm trying to think of like anime fandoms I was in.
Just stuff.
I don't know. Just like anime stuff. Yeah. But
awesome. Thank
That's
you.
Really cool, Bailey.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, I think we're going to get the next band on Ghoul
okay.
Live. So, thanks, Sunny.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
so happy
me.
To have you. I was saying before when I introduced, I was like, we met for the first time, like, on radio. So,
wait,
it's
no,
like
we
a
met
cool
at Music Waste oh. last year.
Oh, was that before radio? Was that before,
it was before
Unsigned
the radio.
Music? Dang,
yeah.
My, like, memory is so
it's
messed
okay.
up.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Anyways, we also met on radio at one point before, so.
Yeah, radio's still alive.
It's alive and well.
It is. It's never dying. At least like, community radio. Never
check
dying.
Check out radio true. For your local news. But yeah, stay tuned for Ghoul.
Awesome. Autumn Thanks, Waste. Bailey. Okay, we're going to play some songs, and then Ghoul will be here very soon.
Says future pilot, but I feel like it's more scholarly than that. I always feel so undecided, with nothing holding me back. And I know it's not what I thought. I thought there was a greater part to you. I bought my heart from the thrift store. I guess my parts are slightly used. Is this more than what you bargained for? You got my best friend to break the news. And I know it's not what you thought. You thought there was a better part to me. What should I
What's up? Set just on me, still found me in the yard. I'll call set just. same. It's show, it's just and I still can't believe it. Your boy's training, 25 years old, and I'm shaving my head for another bottle. Now all my old friends get to. So bleed it, just get me up there in the van, out in the cold. I don't care where she goes, cause I'm searching to destroy, and it won't be cold. Says that I'm sick, and it's all just in my head, and I need to talk to someone. So there I am standing over the cliff, my cigarette burned my fingertips, cause I was getting worried about jumping to a conclusion. Sick, give me black casket and screams from the rafters. Let me out of my straitjacket. I need to see the tears in the waiting room. My name is Nick, but I'm in a band called Ghoul, and yeah, you should check us out. We have one album out on Spotify. It's not bad. Okay. Also, if you guys listen to CITR, I have a show on CITR called Jay Chillin', and it's a pretty sick show. It's on Sundays at 10 p.m., the perfect time. Good.
Ghoul on Instagram. A bunch of underscores and then Ghoul.
Something more to you, something more to you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcast, broadcasting live from Jackson's General. You just heard Ghoul live.
What's up?
And that was, whoa, how did you do that?
I smoked a couple joints before.
Sick.
And it helps me get on the stage. And it's weird playing without my band, for sure. But yeah, it's still nice to play.
Who's your band?
Ghoul, Christian and Benny. They're also in
okay.
Other bands.
I thought you were going to say Sleepy Gonzales.
Oh, yeah. I'm in that band, but Ghoul is my band.
Sick. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually, as you probably know, have show on CITR, and that's how I met you. I'm pretty sure. I remember, like, Benny.
Yeah. We were playing a Voids record and you came in one time.
Yeah, so we met on CITR. And tell us about Jay Chilling. Sorry, I know you like just played, but you also have a radio show.
Jay Chilling's a hot mess.
Why? Free Jay.
I just say a bunch of dumb shit on the radio and then I get emails and it's like, don't.
Oh.
And I'm like, sorry.
You get emails?
Just like, Jasper's a homie. I love Jasper. I do.
Shout out Jasper.
Yeah, he's the one that greenlit the show because before they weren't going to let us have a show.
Wow. Okay,
and
well,
then, yeah.
We're there, so.
But, yeah, it's sick. It's a good time. It's just like, yeah, I don't know what Jay Chillin is. It's just kind of crazy. It's just chill.
It's chill. Cool. Tell us about Ghoul. Got any fun facts?
Ghoul is just like, I always wanted to be in a punk band and I never thought I could sing, and then Sleepy Gonzales put out one of my songs, so then I decided to like just go off and do my own stuff too on top
Sick.
Of being in another band that's super busy.
Would you say your genre is emo? Like,
I don't know what else to call it. Like, I wouldn't call it punk because I still just play it like I play like that finger picky stuff and sound all sad, so I just call it emo.
Okay,
but I like to say I'm a punk band, but that definitely was just emo. So
have you perchance ever had a Tumblr blog?
Oh man, I used to have so many Tumblr followers. Like, I was
okay,
like kind of
famous.
Tumblr, yeah. I had like 15,000 followers at one point.
You know what? Do you still have the blog?
I don't know the password, but
no,
it is.
You gotta find it.
Yeah, I should figure that
because
out.
Because the Tumblr revival is upon us.
That'd be sick.
So
I love Tumblr.
Should like put out your music on Tumblr.
Bring back Tumblr. Yeah.
It's back. It's been here.
It's
thriving.
No, I'm down. I'll find the password.
Cool. Anyways, yeah, I feel like emo takes a lot of influence off Tumblr. So, do you have like what kind of songs would you reblog?
Honestly, it's my guilty pleasure. I would like reblog like MCR, and like sometimes 1975. Sometimes 1975.
What is
sometimes.
Okay? Sometimes there's like one song. Do you know Narcissist by?
Yeah. The early stuff was, like, kind of moody and cool.
Honestly.
Like, I like some of it. I don't like what Matty Healy's up to now.
No.
But
no.
They were a good band for a little while.
Truly. I mean, I just, if I ever did reblog the 1975, it was for the aesthetic.
They had a good aesthetic. It was black and white. And the girls' video was like really cool. Like,
I actually don't know any of their music. Would you say they're one of your influences?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Fair enough. Cool. Well, where can we find your music?
Spotify, Apple, Tumblr, CITR.
Boom. All right. So, here to hear first. Tune in on Jay Tillin or anytime to catch Ghoul, NCB Gonzalez, and Jay Tillin. This has been Nick.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Hey everybody, my name's Ness Nost, and I just put this song out yesterday, pretty exciting. This year I put out an EP called Working Hours, and it's about my 11 years in the service industry as a woman, and this one's called The Regular. I'm just gonna let it speak for itself. Here we go. I'm sad. more than just a song, it's a big message. The service industry is wildly unregulated, and especially, I can only speak for myself as a woman in the industry, but there's a lot of harassment that goes on, and that song hopefully sheds awareness and opens a dialogue about it. Because the service industry is a wild place, which brings me to the next song, a little bit more peppy. It's called Made For You. This song is also out, both songs are out now. You can find me. Woke up early morning, 6 a.m. I get to work, grab my bucket and a mop, gotta scrub away the dirt. I'll be pushing broom, filling rooms and home to write my songs, just waiting for my big break, singing till the morning comes, cause my dreams are just a paycheck away. You say to get a real job, one that really pays. Well, I wasn't made for you. Quit my jobs, now working for myself. Who knew that going freelance was a different kind of hell? There's no benefit, but the benefit is not working for the man, and the cost of freedom pays more than any money can. And my dreams are just a paycheck away. You say to get a real job, one that really pays. Well, I wasn't made for you. I'm not a mate for you.
You're listening to Autumn Waste on CITR 101.9 FM, live remote broadcast from Jackson's General Autumn Waste Radio. And our last band of the night is not here live, but we're going to play their track Darling, and this is Anteater Eaters. And you just heard Nes Nos play live. If you tuned in, thanks for tuning in. Catch us at the after party tonight at 648 Kingsway. Here's Darling by Anteater Eater.
Started getting dark today, early on the walk home. So we watched the clouds go from gray to blue. We stepped around the puddles draining into the dirt path. I stopped when I looked back, face to face with you. We're we're just sitting on the pier and skipping stones in the river, freezing on the beach and taking Polaroid pictures under an umbrella in the pouring rain, looking for excuses not to go home again, hanging up with photos on your bedroom wall, wonder if there's any better reason at all to be anywhere else in the world. There's something I forgot to say, girl. Darling, some part of me is falling, falling hard for you. And somewhere the perfect words are out there, so I can tell the truth. What more can I do? I waited for you as the sun rose over the tree line. So cold, but I'd be fine as soon as you're there. You said we had a lot of time, so we walked a bit farther. Started getting darker earlier than before. You took me by the hand and led me under the boardwalk. We both took our clothes off and held each other close. You whispered in my ear and said in so many ways that you loved me. I stopped feeling